Mullen grabbed her other arm. With blaster shots from the thugs coming into the rift, Orin shoved her toward the JG-8, still parked nearby. Annalene yelled, but in the din, only Waller and two other settlers crouching in cover heard. Waller turned.
Orin, stop!
With his free hand, Orin pulled his pistol and placed it at Annalene's head.
We're getting out of here, he said, pushing her toward the landspeeder.
Vika threw an armload of weapons into the front of the vehicle and slid behind the controls.
We can't get through all that,
she yelled, pointing back at the raging battle. Orin had no intention of going that way. He pointed to the sloping corridor leading upward, the rocky path Ben had taken up into the formation.
There, go!
Under fire from Mosep's henchmen, Waller could only watch as Orin's daughter gunned the JG-8 up the impossible terrain. The hovercraft whined in protest, slamming against ground it had never been designed to navigate. Stray blaster fire struck nearby. A steering vane caught against an outcrop and snapped off. Then the landspeeder left the battle behind. A yawk ran across the high camp, robes flying.
To the caves!
She yelled, herding elder and animal alike. Children and scaly canine massives squealed and ran, leaving chores and meals unfinished near the sacred well. The clearing was a somewhat level theater, surrounded by more of the great towers of stone, half a kilometer up the formation. Most of the day, it was in shadows, but now, at mid-suns, all was exposed. To east and west, crumbling blocks piled against the mountains. Normally those offered shade and shelter. Today, they were the hiding place of last resort. A Yark shoved blaster rifles into the hands of a pair of nurses heading off to hide the children. She had no confidence they would know what to do with the weapons. She had waited too long to teach them. A mechanical noise came from the gap to the north, the downward passage that had been guarded by Ayark and Ben. A land speeder, she instantly realized. The ascent should have been impossible. Desperately, she looked to either side. Their few warriors were still down at their observation posts, watching the firefight. There was no way to call them. Time was up. She turned to see Ben running with a writhing pair of Tuscan toddlers, carrying them to cover. Gaderfi in hand, she dashed toward him. Handing off the second child to a Tuscan woman in hiding, Ben looked to a wide opening between the titanic stones to the south.
That way, he asked.
Bad country, a Yark said. It is too late. They are here. Quickly.
A Yark and Ben slid over a collapsed pile of granite. Looking back over it, they saw the red landspeeder thumping over the rocky entrance in the north.
Orin, Ben said quietly. He just won't turn back.
A Yark looked out. The smiling one wasn't alone. His offspring were in the front seats, and he held Annalene in the back, at gunpoint. Seconds later, the landspeeder ground to an anguished halt on the rough terrain, 80 meters from their position. Orin's children stepped out and looked around warily. The warrior quietly set down her Gaderfi. There was a rifle behind her. She reached for it, but Ben touched her gloved hand.
You can't, he said.
They have Annalene.
She does not matter,
a Yark whispered to Ben. I decide that. A Yark shook her head.
Madness!
The humans were arming themselves. Would more follow soon? Held by Orin, Annalene called out,
Ben, if you're here, stay away!
Ayark couldn't hear what Annalene's captors said to her after that, but it was clear they were doing nothing to keep her from yelling.
They mean to flush me out, Ben whispered.
He felt for the lightsaber beneath his cloak, and then withdrew his hand.
I can't endanger Annalene.
Then I attacks.
Ayark clutched Ben's wrist.
You too. You have a duty.
Don't worry.
Ben looked behind to where three children were cowering beneath an overhang.
I told you, I'll protect your people if Orin should
not that.
A Yark looked at Ben searchingly.
Can he not know what old Tuskens knew?
She spoke quietly but quickly.
Orin Galt showed his true face. You kills him now, or he pursues you forever.
She pointed to the sons.
It is the way of Sky Brothers.
Ben stared. This is another legend?
It is the legend.
A Yark watched Ben, who contemplated the story. After a moment, he shook his head. I won't leave this undone. But I won't risk Annalene either. He looked to the left, to the forest of monoliths piled against the western mount. Stay here, he said, crawling away behind cover. I have an idea. Chapter 44. Orin saw no color in the place, apart from the landspeeder. Even its showroom shine was gone now, buried beneath dust. Vika knelt beside it, examining an undercarriage battered from the raucous ride up the mountain.
Will she run?
Orin asked, still holding Annalene.
Vika shook her head.
Stabilizers are gone, she said. You could fly it, if you don't care where it goes.
There's nowhere to go,
Mullen said, looking warily around the abandoned camp.
How can anyone live in a place like this?
I wouldn't call it living,
Orin sneered contemptuously. He shoved Annalene toward Mullen.
Hold her.
Orin scanned the bases of the stony pylons around them. Reaching a decision, he checked his flak vest and blaster.
Vika,
forget the speeder and watch for snipers. I'm going to try something.
Cautiously, he walked across the rubble toward the center of the clearing. A sad well sat there, little more than a jagged hole surrounded by dented tin pots. He turned.
Kenobi!
He yelled.
Kenobi!
Nothing but echoes. And Annalene.
He's too smart for you, she said.
Orin looked back and scowled.
Shut up.
He turned his attention back to the perimeter. Something was moving out there on both sides of the clearing. He could hear it. But as soon as he looked in either direction, the noise stopped too.